So we had scanned Mel Robbins, and I was going to be on her show on March 11th. Well, it's March 10th. I'm in my bathroom, Newport Coast, getting ready to go to the airport when I get a call from the producer who said, "Don't come. They were closing the studio," and then they closed New York City. And I remember writing down that night, mental hygiene is just as important as washing your hands. We need to disinfect our thoughts, and tame the dragons that are going to just steal everybody's mind.
Hey, it's JJ, and welcome to Ask the Health Expert. But this isn't just any old Ask the Health Expert session. This is your bonus session. Yes, it's the weekend, and because it's the weekend, we are going to take some time with an amazing expert. So be on the lookout for these Saturday Ask the Health Expert bonus sessions where we're going to go deep into an amazing subject with an incredible expert to give you actionable items that you can put into your life. Hey, welcome to Ask the Health Expert special deep dive. And today I have one of my favorite humans on with me. He has been on this show. Oh my gosh, I can't even count how many times over the years because he is that awesome. I am so fortunate to call him a friend. And I'm going to give you some of his official bio, and then I'm going to give you some of the our longstanding history of what he's done for me and how he's impacted my life. I'm talking about the awesome Dr. Daniel Amen, who is a double board certified psychiatrist and a 12 times New York Times bestselling author for everything from Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. I think I got that backwards. It's Change Your Life, Change Your Brain. No, I think it's Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. Yes, that's what it is. To the latest one that I did an interview on, which was The End of Mental Illness, which just made me beyond thrilled, where he redefined that mental illness is in reality brain illness, and also his latest book, which you are definitely going to want to grab your copy of, Your Brain is Always Listening. What an amazing title. He is the founder of Amen Clinics, 9 locations across the United States. I first found out about Dr. Amen years ago when my son was 6 years old and was having all of these behavioral problems, and I wanted to find the very best person on the planet to go to, and I literally stalked Dr. Amen. I found him, found out he was going to an event, and I went to that event and met him and convinced him to let me bring my son in and be his doctor. And boy, am I glad I did. Because he was able to help me really stabilize my son. And what was really cool was we had brain scans for Grant's brain before he got a severe traumatic brain injury. He was in a coma from a car accident and literally left for dead in the street. And Daniel and his wife, Tana, came to the hospital, helped me. Tana even brought me all these home-cooked food, healthy food. I mean, they've just been incredible. Scanned Grant afterwards to see how much he could progress. He has just been a lifesaver, godsend in my life. And for so, so many people, oh my gosh, he has done over 15, like he's done 15 PBS shows that have been watched over 125,000 times across North America. He's done over 170,000 scans, published 80 scientific articles and magazines. He has done so much to really change the way we see mental illness, again, as a brain illness, and to give people not just hope, but specific strategies they can do to turn this all around. And there's, in this book especially, this new book, Your Brain is Always Listening, is going to give you such great information on how you can do just that. So I'm super, super excited to share it with you. We've also got some incredible information that he's made available to you as my listener. You'll be able to get that at jjvirgin.com/Doc Amen. That's DocAmen. All right. We will be right back with this awesome interview. So stay with me. Dr. Daniel Amen, welcome back. I am so excited to talk to you about your new book.
Hello, my friend. I am excited to be with you again.
And gosh, this is number 13 of books that you've written. I know you've had 12 New York Times bestsellers.
Yeah, no, this is 42 for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, who's counting? Come on.
But I love this book. It's the most unique book I've written since Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. And I think it's just needed now more than ever, given the brain health, mental health challenges around the world.
Yes, sadly, it's needed more now than ever. The title is so provocative. Your brain is always listening. So I'd love to just like, let's not waste time. Let's dig into it. Give me like the kind of through line premise of the book. What made you write this?
Well, your brain is always listening to inputs from your emotional issues from the past, from other people living and dead. Your brain is always listening to your habits, good or bad, and something I call the scheming dragons, which are the newsmongers, food pushers, holiday dragons. And you and I both know the little lies people tell themselves, which cause them to gain 10 or 15 pounds between Halloween and New Year's Day. And I want people to sort of see it as I see it. So if you could be on the other side of the psychiatrist's couch and begin to pay attention to what your brain is listening to and then redirect it to things that serve you rather than things that hurt you.
You know, you are, I always tell people, you are one of my most favorite speakers. And, you know, this could be a subject that could be boring, and you always make it fascinating and actionable. And this visual of dragons is so great. When I think of this, because, you know, dragons are scary, right? But you just mentioned a couple of these influences. First, I'd love to know, like, where did the dragons come from? And then we'll dig into the different types and how you would even be able to spot them.
So my friend, Dr. Sharon May, who's a family therapist, we had her on our podcast, and she talked about the dragons from the past that still breathe fire on the amygdala, the fear center in the brain. And I love that analogy. And so I started using it with my patients, and I came up with 13 dragons from the past. You know, these are the big issues my patients have to deal with. You can know your dragons. Go to knowyourdragons.com. And I have a fun 6-7 minute test that people can take. So for example, my primary dragon is the abandoned, invisible, and insignificant dragon. And I got that because I'm one of seven. I'm third, which means completely not special. I'm the second son. And in a Lebanese family, that means you're sort of expendable. And I struggled with that issue my whole life. Now, I figured out how to get a job that where I feel significant. And, you know, maybe writing 40 books is in there somewhere. So that each have an upside, but they also have a downside. And, you know, you can be more sensitive to rejection, more sensitive to things like anxiety and depression. And each of the dragons, I tell their origin story or how they come about, what triggers them. So, for example, with this dragon, gets triggered by rejection, or you perceive others ignore or belittle you. So their origins, their triggers, their reactions, loneliness, worthlessness, feeling small, how to tame them. And for this dragon, it's about purpose and getting connected to a group. And what movies each of the dragons like. That was sort of a fun thing. Like, this dragon loves underdog movies like Rocky and Gladiator, The Karate Kid, Blindside, Slumdog Millionaire. And I just find this is just sort of a fun way to deal with the major psychological issues people have. The next dragon is the one that actually is driving the epidemic of teenage suicide. It's the inferior or flawed dragon.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I would imagine. I wonder, like, what do you think, since social media really took hold, you know, how much has that grown?
It's exploded it, because it makes people feel inadequate when they're, and this is all about comparison and not feeling enough. And so its origin is when you felt inadequate, damaged, or less than other people in ability, in looks, in money, in relationships. And the trigger is comparison. Could even be looking in the mirror and you're like, oh, they're wrinkles, or, oh, you know, I'm not as pretty. And when you do the scrolling on social media, I mean, immediately you can get to plastic surgery sites, because it's like, how do I look better? And the reactions can be overly sensitive, perfectionistic, to an extreme, something called body dysmorphic disorder. And to tame this dragon, you have to consciously stop comparing yourself. And so I have a method of doing that. So be aware of it, know your triggers, change your focus, actually write out your accomplishments and strengths so you can redirect your attention.
Here's a question for you. Do you think it's possible, Daniel, that, like, can you train yourself enough that you could actually scroll through Instagram and not compare and not feel that way? Or do you think you just need to get rid of these things?
I think it's really hard. And, you know, we can't take away social media, and we can't take away screen time, because people are so isolated. So we have to come up with a way to manage it. And there's a whole section in the new book on managing your mind. And, you know, where you bring your attention determines how you feel. I mean, people should just write that down, post it on their mirror. If you look at what you've lost in the pandemic, you're going to feel lost. If you look at what you're grateful for, then you're going to feel happier. But it's a training, and our minds are wired for negativity, because that's what helped people survive thousands of years ago, is that if you're always watching for the lion who's going to eat you, you're less likely to be eaten. But the people that are going to survive and pass on their genes are the anxious ones. And so too much anxiety is still left in our genes for the reality of our lives. So it's causing us to suffer. But you can absolutely retrain your brain. I have a great story that's the opening to the book, of a man who's 39, who is the son of the Mexican mafia leader in Los Angeles. So his dad was a serious gang leader. And the level of trauma that he experienced, and I met him the day he got out of a psychiatric hospital for suicidal thoughts. And within 6 months, because he did the work, he had control over his mind. And I love that. So we knew which dragons he had. I helped him kill the ants, the automatic negative thoughts. And he was able, and still is able, to thrive.
I don't really see how anybody, especially now, but with between the pandemic, the isolation, social media, the crazy news stuff going on, I don't see how anyone isn't battling some of this.
Well, the average number of dragons people have, I've had about 5,000 people take the quiz, is 6. So, some of us have, you know, my primary dragon is the abandoned, invisible, and insignificant one. But I also have the anxious dragon and the wounded dragon. And Tana's primary dragon is the judgmental dragon, where if I ruled the world, people should do this or that. You know, my favorite of all the dragons is the ancestral dragon. And that's where the issues you have are not your issues, that you got them from your mother, or you got them from your grandfather. Tana's grandmother grew up in Lebanon, or what is now Lebanon. during World War I when there was a famine. And I think you know the research on epigenetics, that if there's a famine, it could actually impact 2, 3, or even 4 generations down the line. So when the pandemic hit, Tana already had a pandemic room. I'm like, why are you spending our money just getting prepared for some random disaster that may or may not happen? You know, at what point are they not going to have toilet paper? And you totally know that I can never say anything to her about that again. But the ancestral dragon in Tana had actually been preparing her. So that famine had been written into her gene and had been preparing her literally for 3 generations.
Wow. Huh. Maybe that explains Tim, because Tim, I found, was the ultimate prepper. We could have stayed in our house for a year, Daniel, and been totally fine. So, well, let's dig into a little bit, since we're talking through these dragons too, on just like, you know, what would this last year have done to people and their mental health?
It's horrifying. I've been a psychiatrist just about 40 years, and I've never seen anything like it. Depression in the population is usually around 6%. At any given point in time, 6% or nearly 20 million people are struggling with a major depressive episode. Well, in February, it had been sneaking up since 2000. It's up to 8%. But by August, it was now 28%. It tripled in just a couple of months, which means, you know, the prescriptions for Prozac and Zoloft and Lexapro just skyrocketed. Anxiety disorders, which were at 30% before the pandemic, more than half the population now is struggling with anxiety. Substance abuse went up. Divorce skyrocketed. The beginning of the pandemic, I went, oh, babies are going to go up 9 months from now because people are at home. And divorce is going to go up. And I figured out the one question you should ask yourself before you say yes to marrying someone is, can I live with this person full time in a pandemic? Because if not, you might want to rethink this, because I don't think this is going to be the last pandemic we're going to deal with.
Yeah, I don't really see how it could be. Like, I'm surprised actually it didn't happen before now at this level. But you realize with this, when we travel the way that we travel, of course not now, I mean, I don't know how we couldn't have more of this coming.
Well, I think we are. And what I wrote down the night the pandemic became real to me. So I had a book come out last year called The End of Mental Illness.
Which I love. I think is one of the greatest books of all time. I got to tell you, the whole reframe from mental illness to brain illness should be taught in every single medical school. That is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I think that's one of my best books ever.
Yes. I mean, gosh, I mean, it takes all the stigma out. It's and helps you heal it. So. It's fantastic.
So we had scanned Mel Robbins, and I was going to be on her show on March 11th. Well, it's March 10th. I'm in my bathroom in Newport Coast getting ready to go to the airport when I get a call from the producer who said, don't come. They were closing the studio, and then they closed New York City. And I remember writing down that night, mental hygiene is just as important as washing your hands. We need to disinfect our thoughts and tame the dragons that are going to just steal everybody's mind. And if we can be better during the pandemic, and so many of my patients are, which I find wonderful and fascinating, now they're not fighting traffic. They actually have more time to prepare food, and they can do it in a healthy way. They have more time with their children. I mean, you know, you and I both have kids. And when they're teenagers, they want nothing to do with you. They're busy and they're not busy with you. Well, every night we're having hour and a half long dinners where we're just sitting around talking. And the level of bonding that can occur between parents and children, which quite frankly has not been there for 60 years.
Well, just making dinner and sitting. I mean, we, during the pandemic, we had my kids and my husband's daughter, and we cooked every night and sat down at dinner. Like, when does that ever happen? You're racing off to sports practice. Someone's, you know, studying. I mean, it was so good. We had such a good time with that. We bought a pool table so everyone could play pool. We did all sorts of card games. I mean, it felt like we were back propelled to the 50s, you know?
And that is good. In fact, it's a historic opportunity to bond, because bonding between parents and children protects them from anxiety disorders and depression. My daughter, Chloe, who has the anxious dragon, and right before the pandemic, got her driver's license, just got a job at Zinc Cafe in Laguna Beach, is very social. And then the pandemic started, and she couldn't go anywhere. She lost her job because the restaurant closed, and she got depressed. I remember a Sunday morning, late March, early April, she's like, I'm really struggling. And what we did is, she already knows how to kill the ants, is I put her in the sauna. Infrared saunas have actually been found to be a treatment for depression, and put her on a supplement that we make that I love called Happy Saffron, which got saffron, zinc, and curcumins. And then she started meditating. And within a couple of weeks, she's just back to herself, figuring out, okay, how do we manage this? Because that's ultimately how people survive. I call it TLC. In the book, I talk about resilience, and you have to see this thing as temporary, right? People see it as permanent, don't do well. It's going to end. Prisoner of war, you know, they're prisoners of war in Vietnam for 7 years, but they knew it was going to end. So see it as temporary. Local, right? It's a global pandemic, but what can I do in my house? What can I do in my community? And that's the L. And C is control. And I have to tell you, I've prayed the serenity prayer thousands of times. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that means control what you can control and then give the rest away. And that TLC formula, research-based, and can just help people feel better quickly. Now, one of the dragons I think you'll really like, because, you know, I learned so much from you, is there's a whole section on bad habit dragons. And my favorite bad habit dragon, the big troublemaker, is the oblivious bad habit dragon. Never reads food labels, never reads product labels, sees, you know, Carl's commercial on TV with cute girls eating cheeseburgers, and they're like, oh, I'm hungry, I'll go get one of those. They're just oblivious to what's happening in our society, which 72% of us overweight, 42% obese, half of the population diabetic or pre-diabetic, 60% hypertensive or pre-hypertensive. I mean, what's brewing out there is a disaster, which is why I think, even though the U.S. only has 4% of the world's population, it's got nearly half the deaths. I mean, it's just insane how the U.S. is getting hit by this pandemic. And it's because we're unhealthy, and we're unhealthy because we're oblivious to the information both you and I know is available.
And sometimes we're lied to by the labels, and we choose to not read deeper, right? We want to believe what they say, and we don't look further to go, oh, wait a minute, I'm getting duped here.
But they're not even reading. That's the. I mean, and yes, I mean, you and I know the nuances that they actually don't have to label it.
Because you gave those statistics, and all I could think about, Daniel, is, you know, I think one of the first times we did a podcast or an interview, we go back a long, long way. And I think way back then, it was 60% of the population was overweight or obese. More were overweight. And it was 20% were diabetic. When you look at the exponential increase over the last decade, it is absolutely frightening. And, I think what this pandemic's really revealed is that if you're not taking care of yourself, you are at a super high risk. And here we are, the wealthiest country in the world, and that wealth has given us access to things that are slowly killing us or quickly killing us because now we don't have the immune system we need.
And we're exporting it, which is just horrifying. We are exporting our bad habits around the world. And it's just the wrong thing to do. I say ISIS actually has nothing on our food industry, that the real weapons of mass destruction are highly processed, pesticide sprayed, high glycemic, low fiber food-like substances stored in plastic containers. And your best defense against COVID-19 is your immune system and your brain. And, your brain, meaning you're going to make the right decisions. Well, that actually comes from the physical functioning of your brain. And despite what we know, what we've known for decades, is 60% or more have low vitamin D levels. 98% of the population has low omega-3 fatty acid levels. And people with low vitamin D and low omega-3 fatty acids have higher mortality. And I just shake my head. It's like, come on, we know this information. We need to do better.
I know. Could you imagine when this all hit, if the first thing that had happened, instead of worrying about sending out a check, is if we just thought first about vitamin D, fish oil, vitamin C, starting to work on these dragons, getting into gratitude. I mean, we didn't even talk about how your mental health impacts your immune health. These things that we really have to do to arm ourselves so that we have a good immune system and so that this, all the things we're going through don't take us down emotionally either. So this book, which I'm going to give everybody, you've mentioned a couple different things. So I'm going to put them all at one link. I will have the link to the Know Your Dragons quiz because you got to take that. I love that. I'm going to go do that right after this. We will also have in this link, and I'm going to put it at jjvirgin.com/DocAmen, DocAmen. Because I always see that when I email you. So that's why I always think of Doc Amen. We're going to also put in the information about your book because I know that when people order your book now that they get some awesome gifts with it. Do you want to walk through them? You want me to walk through them?
I'll walk through them and then go to yourbrainisalwayslistening.com.
Yes, we'll put all of this in. Well, I'm going to put that link, then Know Your Dragons link. So we'll put all of this in one place so it's super easy to do. And I'm sure you can find Dr. Daniel Amen everywhere. But there's so much good stuff you have here for people to have access to. It's fantastic.
Well, and if they pre-order the book, I have 4 free gifts, and they're actually really special. So the first one is Your Brain is Always Listening playbook, because I know so many people aren't reading. So I summarized the dragons and what to do about them, the principles that we operate under Amen Clinics, a guide to supplementing your brain, because your brain's always listening to the nutrients it eats or doesn't eat. The second thing is a special program I developed called Magnificent Mind with medical hypnosis. I've just been a huge practitioner of hypnosis for many years. So just like I would do it for you in my office, there's a session for anxiety, for sleep, for peak performance, for weight, for smoking, and pain. And you get that. You get access to a free event I'm going to do. but only for people who pre-order the book on March 17th. I'm going to do a two-hour event where I just answer their questions, and they get a free bottle. Get this, a coupon for a free bottle of Happy Saffron. My favorite.
Ooh, talk me through this. That looks amazing.
Oh, so I love Happy Saffron. I've been following the saffron research for about 20 years. And it first popped up that had the same effectiveness as Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Effexor, Imipramine for depression. And I'm like, wow. And it didn't have side effects. In fact, all the SSRIs, the antidepressants, tend to knock off your libido, your ability to have an orgasm. And I hate that for my patients. And saffron has actually been found to be pro-sexual. One of the first reviews for Happy Saffron was said, the headline was Viagra for women, which I just dearly.
Darn, too bad you can't use that all over.
I made sure Dano saw that.
She's on auto ship, right?
Absolutely. And my assistant who started it, she started humming. And because she never hummed before. And I'm like, you're humming. She said, well, I started Happy Saffron. People just say I'm happier. Happier equals more humming. And then I saw it also helped with PMS. It helped with dementia. I mean, there's actually Alzheimer's studies with it, with blood sugar, with weight. And I'm like, okay, I'm taking this every day. So I actually never miss it. It's got saffron, zinc, and curcumin in it, long beta curcumin, which is easily well absorbed. And it's just something that people could benefit from. And I love how it's growing.
Sounds awesome. And the name is fantastic. So again, you've got a couple cool things. I'm going to put them, make it easy. I'll put them all at jjvirgin.com/DocAmen, DocAmen. I'll have the quiz. I'll have how to get, when you get the book, to get all of this cool stuff, the hypnosis, the time with Dr. Amen, the playbook, the product. I'll have all of that there so you can get that. That is just super generous. And, I am just so pleased about this book. It's so cool. What an amazing concept. I'm excited to find my dragons. You probably already know which my dragons are, have a feeling, but I will go find them. But I really appreciate everything that you're putting out in the world, and I appreciate everything you've done for me and my family.
Well, you're welcome, my friend. So I would predict you have the responsible dragon, where you, because you've just been such an amazing caregiver over the years. You're a helper. You've helped so many people. And I'm just grateful that we're friends.
Me too. Plan to keep it that way for a long, long time. All right. Again, jjvirgin.com/DocAmen. Be sure to go to the site and grab all of that stuff and get the book and get going. There was your deep dive bonus episode of Ask the Health Expert. We will be dropping these bonus episodes as amazing experts and incredible titles come to us. You don't want to miss out on this, do ya? Stay in the know. Be the first to know. Go to subscribe to jj.com and I'll hook you up.